Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí confirmed the fire which destroyed St Mary's Church in Derrybeg in the early hours of Easter Monday was not started deliberately. A jury is sworn in to hear a defamation case being taken by Gerry Adams against the BBC. Police in Derry investigate reports of an assault on a man in the Waterside in the early hours of yesterday. It's being treated as a sectarian hate crime. It follows a number of incidents over the weekend, following which the Church of Ireland Bishop of Derry and Raphoe has appealed for calm. And Gardaí are looking to speak to the driver of a car that hit a cyclist last Sunday in West Donegal and left the scene. Later, Kenny's going to be here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with confirmation from Gardaí in the past half hour that they do not believe the fire that destroyed St Mary's Church in Derrybeg in the early hours of Easter Monday was started deliberately. In a statement issued to Highland Radio News this evening, they say following initial assessments and a technical examination, foul play has been ruled out at this time. A jury's been sworn in to hear a defamation case being taken by Gerry Adams against the BBC. The former Sinn Féin leader is taking a civil action against the broadcaster over claims that he sanctioned the killing of Dennis Donaldson near Dlenties in 2006. Mr Adams says the claims are false. From the High Court in Dublin, Stephanie Rowan reports.
Gerry Adams is in the High Court for this defamation case, which he's taking against the BBC. In his opening remarks, Judge Alexander Owens told the jurors the law protects people's reputations, but it also protects free speech. He told them the case relates to what was said about Gerry Adams in a Spotlight programme in September 2016 and an internet article which had the headline Gerry Adams sanctioned Dennis Donaldson's killing with a link to a podcast. The jurors were told Dennis Donaldson was a long-standing high-up member of Sinn Féin and an associate of Gerry Adams. Evidence will be heard. The jury was told that Mr. Donaldson was exposed as a British agent and murdered in Donegal in 2006. The question of defamation will lie with the jurors, who have been told they can't research the case themselves, and it will be contempt of court if they do. Stephanie Rowan at the High Court.
Detectives from the PSNI's Organised Crime Branch have today made two arrests in Derry as part of an investigation into INLA criminality. Two men, one aged 22, the other aged 24, were detained under the Terrorism Act and taken to Musgrave Serious Crime Suite, where they're being questioned. A number of items have also been seized by police for further examination. And police in Derry are investigating reports of an assault on a man in the Waterside area in the early hours of yesterday. At around 12:15, the victim was with another man on Clooney Terrace. He was attacked when a dark-coloured estate car stopped and a number of males got out, punching and kicking him in the head. He was treated at the scene and attended hospital for treatment for his injuries. The other male managed to get away. Seeking information and footage, police have confirmed this evening this incident is being treated as a sectarian hate crime. Well, two teenage males who were arrested in connection with criminal damage to a police car in the Irish Street area of Derry on Sunday evening have been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. Police are continuing to investigate several incidents over the weekend, including damage to a bus, an assault on youths, criminal damage and disorder, which at this time are believed to be linked. On today's 9 till noon show, Church of Ireland Bishop Andrew Forster called for calm, saying these incidents do not represent the lifeblood of the city. He told Greg Hughes one major concern is these incidents seem to be organised on social media involving young people who never experienced conflicts.
We need to handle our peace carefully, make sure that that peace is something that becomes more and more robust rather than more and more fragile. And I think what we've seen over the last week is the fragility of our peace. We've also seen young people involved in this who maybe haven't experienced the pain of the past. When you've lived through the pain of the past, you don't want to go back to that. And unfortunately, we've seen some young people involved in this who maybe haven't experienced that.
And you can hear that full discussion between Greg Hughes and Bishop Forster on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also, of course, listen back to the whole of the 9 till noon show, its podcast on the website. You can also watch it unfold with studio guests and Zoom guests. That's available on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and also on our Facebook pages. A woman in her 30s has been left seriously injured after the motorbike she was driving collided with a lorry in Mallon yesterday. Emergency services attended the scene at around 2:30. The woman was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which are believed to be non-life-threatening. Sergeant Charlene Anderson said, was speaking about the issue on the 9 till noon show earlier today.
Gardaí, you're appealing for witnesses in relation to a two-vehicle road traffic collision that occurred on the R242, which is approximately 1 kilometre outside Malin, on Monday the 28th of April, shortly before 2:35pm. Now, the collision involved a lorry and a motorcycle. The motorcyclist was removed from the scene and taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The lorry driver was not injured. We're appealing this morning to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to make contact with Gardaí in Buncrana on 0749320540, or anyone who may have travelled along the route from Mallintown to Lag Road who may be in possession of dash cam footage. We'd ask them to make contact with Gardaí in place along the route.
Gardaí are seeking to speak to the driver of a small silver car which collided with a cyclist on Thursday last and left the scene. The collision happened on the R295 in Annagry East near the graveyard just after 4 o'clock. The cyclist was injured as a result and the driver continued to drive in the direction of Gwydor. Those who have a dash cam and were in the area around that time are asked to make it available to Gardaí. An appeal for information has been issued following a two-car collision that happened on Monday, April 21st on the Illestrin to Kilmacrennan Road. That's a week ago yesterday. It occurred between 1 and 1:30. Two men who were in one of the involved cars left the scene in a black Volkswagen Golf that was not related to the collision. Gardaí are asking anyone in the area with dashcam footage to make it available. Gardaí also appealing for information after a van was stolen from Drumore in Letterkenny and later found crashed on a roundabout. The white Ford with a partial registration 09DL was taken between 8pm on Tuesday and the early hours of Wednesday morning. It was then located in the Bridgend area where it was abandoned after colliding with a roundabout between approximately 5:30 and 5:50 in the morning. Meanwhile, a car that had been stolen in Northern Ireland was located in Donegal town. Gardaí received the report yesterday. A while later, the car in question was stopped and a driver arrested. They're now due to appear in court. An independent councillor says anyone due to protest illegal immigration in Letterkenny at the weekend must also attend demonstrations calling for improved services around the county. The action is set to get underway at Market Square on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Meanwhile, the United Against Racism Donegal group will stage a counter-protest at the same location from 12 noon. Both groups say their demonstrations will be peaceful. Well, Councillor Declan Meehan says the government is to be blamed for a lack of resources, not immigrants.
That stance and that march has been organised by people who have no history of campaigning or marching for any of the issues that we are talking about. And they're targeting this issue deliberately and at specifically migrants and immigrants. And I'm saying that I believe, and there have been countless protests in this county and elsewhere in relation to defective blocks, housing, hospital services, and the people who are organising this march and people who are being bussed in for this march, I might add, from various quarters across this island, have no history of actually marching with people for the services that they need. And that's a really, really important point to make, Greg, because people do have concerns out there, and I have them too, around wait times in hospitals, around access to social housing, around access to mental health supports. But I know exactly who's at fault here. It's a failing of government policy.
And that was Councillor Declan Meehan speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show again. You can listen back to the whole of that interview online. The government has signed off on major changes, meanwhile, which will overhaul Ireland's immigration system. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan brought the proposals to Cabinet, saying current processing times are far too long and far too costly. The new measures are intended to expedite asylum seekers' applications, restrict appeals and fast-track deportation orders. Minister O'Callaghan says the changes will come into effect next year.
If we have it in law that there is a requirement that we have to have the process and appeal determined within 3 months, well, that simply is going to have to happen. The opportunity to have an oral hearing on appeal level will not be the de facto position which it is at present. An appeal hearing will only happen in exceptional circumstances.
Two separate criminal damage investigations have been launched this week involving objects being set alight, one of them in Lifford, the other in Bonamain Bridgend, including two cars. Gardaí are seeking information that could help in their inquiries. With more, Here's Donna Marie Doherty.
A set of garden furniture at the front of a house was set on fire in Croaghan Heights, Lifford. The incident that happened at 10 to 11 on Thursday night also saw the wheelie bin at the rear of the property set alight and a front and back window smashed. Gardaí are particularly interested in any sightings of two males on foot in the area around that time or any suspicious vehicles. Meanwhile, Gardaí received a report of two cars that were set on fire at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. The fire service attended the scene and extinguished the blaze. However, both cars were burnt out and a third car had sustained damage as a result of the incident at Bonhamane in the Bridge End area.
An electric bike was stolen from Letterkenny on Tuesday last from the Port Road area. CCTV footage has emerged showing a male youth leaving the area with the bike. Garthy are following a line of inquiry. Earlier on today, Garthy Sergeant Charlene Anderson made this appeal for information.
The Letterkenny Garthy are appealing for information or dashcam footage following a report of a theft that occurred on Tuesday, the 22nd of April. At the Port Road in Letterkenny, a lady had parked her black DYU electric bike at the back of her place of work on that date, and it was stolen from there shortly before 1:20 p.m. Now, CCTV has been viewed and a male youth wearing a black puffer jacket can be seen leaving the area on the bike. So if anyone has any information in relation to this particular incident, if anyone travelled in the area of the station roundabout the Port Road Letterkenny shopping centre that may have dashcam footage from approximately 1 to 1:45 p.m. on this date, we would ask them to make that footage available to us. Should anyone come across this particular bike for sale on a second-hand basis, we'd ask them to alert Gardaí so that it can be checked out. Yeah. It may not be the bike, but you never know.
The use of counselling notes as evidence in court cases relating to sexual violence is being described as criminal. A demonstration was held outside Leinster House yesterday ahead of the introduction of a new bill calling for an end to the practice. Ruth Coppinger of People Before Profit Solidarity says it's an important step in making the justice system more victim-friendly. The bill was introduced in the Dáil earlier this afternoon. Well, psychotherapist Barbara Kelly was in the Dáil for the protest and spoke afterwards to journalists. She says it's an abusive act that must end.
There are many of us now that are just saying we won't condone and we won't collude with this anymore. So I'm here today to call on all the therapists, all the accreditating bodies, the colleges of training, services, basically everybody, to just say that, you know, call this out for what it is, which is an abusive practice.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisure wear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he feels the weight of history ahead of tonight's home leg of their Champions League semi-final with Paris Saint-Germain. They've never won the European Cup before, having reached the final once when they lost to Barcelona in 2006. Former winger Freddie Ljungberg says Arsenal's win over the French side in the competition's league phase will give them confidence.
Arsenal's way of playing football, it's quite defensively strong. They have a great, great side. I think everybody a little bit disappointed by the league, but this is their chance, and I think they can do it.
Kick-off at the Emirates tonight is at 8 o'clock. In ladies football, Louise Quinn has described her playing career as an absolute privilege after announcing her retirement today. The Blessington native earned 121 caps with the Girls in Green over a 16-year period, scoring 12 goals. Quinn won a Women's Super League and League Cup with Arsenal, as well as the Women's National League with Piemont United. The 34-year-old was also part of the Irish team at their maiden World Cup in 2023. Gaelic Games, Kerry claimed a fourth Munster under 20 title in a row last night. They defeated Cork. Kerry will now face the winners of the Ulster final between Tyrone and Donegal in the All-Ireland semis. The Ulster final takes place tomorrow evening in Owen Beg with a throw-on time of 7:30. You can hear full commentary here on Highland Radio. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games Offaly football, forward Nigel Dunn has called time on a 15-year inter-county career. The Shamrocks clubman has been struggling with a persistent knee injury and says he couldn't deprive a younger player of a place during their upcoming Talton Cup campaign. And Louth GA will be able to proceed with their plans for a new stadium in Dundalk. It comes after a funding package was agreed between Louth and Croke Park around the first phase of the development. It's understood work on the project will begin in the coming weeks. Well, on to horse racing. It's Punchestown Day 1, Dennis Kerwin reports.
There was a surprise in the first Grade 1 race of the festival when Willie Mullins' 130-on favourite Kopec Desbordes, who had won the Supreme Novices Hurdle at Cheltenham, could only finish fourth behind 18-1 winner Irancy, ridden by Mark Walsh and also trained by Willie Mullins. The Albert Bartlett Triple Crown Series final went to 50-1 outsider By Some Time, trained in England by Mike Smith. The Killeshea Handicap Hurdle also went across the Irish Sea when Ascending Lark landed the spoils for trainer Harry Derham at odds of 8-1. With Paddy Power News, the place for all your Punchestown Festival tips, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
The feature race of day one, the William Hill Champion Chase, that goes to post at 6 o'clock. In rugby, former Ulster coach Les Kiss is on the brink of being confirmed as the new head coach of Australia. The 60-year-old is in line to succeed Joe Smith, who will leave the job at the end of this year's Rugby Championship. Kiss is currently in charge at Queensland Reds. In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan is in quarter-final action at the World Snooker Championship this afternoon. The seven-time champion leads CJ Wee by 5-2, while Judd Trump leads Luca Brazil by the same score. And John Higgins will take a 5-3 lead into the resumption of their last eight tie with Mark Williams tonight. And Xiao Xingtong leads Chris Wakeland by 6-2 at the break. In golf, Downing Street says it's up to the organisers of the Open Golf to decide where to host the 2028 event, following claims Donald Trump's pushing to hold it at a course he owns. It's widely reported that the US President's repeatedly asked Sir Keir Starmer about staging it at Turnberry. The RNA says it's told the government about the venue's logistical challenges. Finally, for this evening, the countdown is on in earnest for the Northwest 10K. It's taking place. It's the 28th Northwest 10K charity run, and which takes place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 5th of May in Letterkenny at 11 o'clock in the morning. Online entries have been very encouraging, and the organisers are asking runners and walkers to keep registering on northwest10k.com. The online entries will close on Friday. The two benefiting charities this year are Donegal Horizon CLG and MS Ireland Donegal Branch. With the wider Donegal community support, the committee is hoping that the Northwest 10K charity event will surpass the 1 million euro mark next Monday. Currently, close to 984,000 has been raised over the 27 years for 40 charities. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A 37-year-old man was arrested following a search of a car in Sign Mills yesterday. A large sum of cash, as well as a quantity of suspected Class B drugs and drug-related paraphernalia, were seized. The driver was arrested on several offences, including possessing criminal property, possession of a Class B controlled drug, and suspicion of driving while unfit. The Housing Minister is being accused of seeking a job share arrangement by establishing the new Housing Activation Office. The measure was approved by Cabinet this morning in a bid to break down barriers to further housing delivery. It's set to be headed by current NAMA chief Brendan McDonough, who looks set to retain his €430,000 salary, but no name was discussed at Cabinet. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says the salary is absolutely outrageous.
Now you're at it again, spinning, bluffing and taking people for fools. As you spectacularly fail, you dream up this appointment. Taoiseach, can you confirm that your new housing czar will be paid €430,000? Can you tell us how on earth you stand over this? And can you tell us, explain to us why you're recruiting a job share for your housing minister? Yeah.
A 17-year-old boy who had become radicalised online by ISIS has been sentenced to 8 years in detention for the attempted murder of an army chaplain. The accused, who can't be named because of his age, pleaded guilty to the attack at Renmore Barracks in Galway last August. In sentencing, the judge said there is a very real and important childcare issue with the unregulated elements of the internet, which he said have enormous implications for society. The victim of the attack, Father Paul Murphy, spoke to reporters outside the court.
This young boy is going to prison for a few years. My only hope and prayer is that he'll return to society better able to manage his own life and also to make a more positive contribution to society.
Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information concerning an incident in which a resident found an intruder in their home in the middle of the night in Ardescan, Donegal town on Sunday last between 2 and 3 in the morning. A woman found a burglar in the house and the glass of her front door smashed. The burglar fled. Nothing was taken. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí. The government must stop dragging its heels and increase the grant scheme cap for all defective homeowners. That's according to Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. He says the amendment to the 2022 legislation should have been made before the election last year, and because of the failure to do so, homeowners are struggling to make final payments to builders for remediation work. Deputy McLaughlin says the delays are cruel and causing unnecessary anguish to many families in Donegal.
Well, the government promised they would do this late last year whenever the cap increase was announced. And there were large numbers of families currently going through the scheme who couldn't avail. And this could be as much as €42,000. So it's a lot of money, makes a big difference to a lot of families. And the government have dragged their heels about this. It's gone on now for months. I've raised it again and again. So I'm asking urgently now that Minister James Brown would, you know, bring forward the amendment to the legislation and get this sorted out.
And this is putting a lot of financial pressures on people and families that are trying to make their final payments to builders for remediation works.
Absolutely. I'm constantly being asked by families, when is the cap increase going to happen? Because, you know, unfortunately, we know it's not 100% redress in Donegal, and families are really short on the amount of money they need to get their homes rebuilt. So this money is crucial. You know, it really is. And I think it's cruel, actually. It's unacceptable, these delays. The promise was made now, you know, it must be 6-7 months ago, and still we haven't seen this sorted out.
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin speaking there to Katie Gillen. Weather forecast, warm and dry for the rest of the day with late evening sunshine in light southeast or variable breezes. Tonight staying dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells, some patches of mist and fog. Overnight lows 7 to 11 degrees Celsius in light southeast or variable breezes. Tomorrow warm and mostly sunny again with a chance of a few heavier thundery showers developing later. Highs 18 to 23 in mainly light southerly breezes. Taking a closing look at the headlines in brief this evening. An Gardaí have confirmed this evening the fire which destroyed St Mary's Church in Derrybeg in the early hours of Easter Monday was not started deliberately. In a statement this evening, they say following initial assessments and a technical examination, foul play has been ruled out at this time. And a jury has been sworn in to hear a defamation case being taken by Gerry Adams against the BBC. The former Sinn Féin leader is taking a civil action against the broadcaster over claims it made that he sanctioned the killing of Dennis Donaldson near Glenties in 2006. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock in the interim. Check all the day's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices on this Tuesday evening, the 29th of April. The death has taken place of Patrick Keyes, 8 Turk Road, Dunamana, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killina, Dunamana at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Shuttle bus service from Silverbrook Road. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Joan Kennedy, 55, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening, concluding with removal to St. Junan's Cathedral for reception prayers at 8 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Brentwood Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Richard Ricky Hartney, 6 Umla, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private, please, to family and friends. Mass can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Alexander Lander Boyd, Stonebrook, Luckras Point, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Kilcashel Graveyard. The death has occurred of Tyg Gallagher, Church Road, Killy Beggs, reposing at his residence until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 o'clock. House private, please, at all other times. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killy Beggs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Motor and Neuron Disease Association via McBrearty Undertakers. The death has taken place of William Willie McLaughlin, 4 Dromeny Road, Burndennet. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clochore at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. House private, please, to family, friends and neighbours. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Christina Peoples, Derryvay Avenue, Letterkenny. Christina's remains will arrive in St Junan's Cathedral at 6 o'clock this evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of James McDade, Redford Cooldaff. James's remains are reposing at his niece Mary and Gerald Dixon's home, Gorchin Ballylusky, Carndonna. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:10 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on cooldaffparish.com. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Haematology Oncology Wards at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Maliasa Doherty, Tuirhoran, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 9 o'clock tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.